we spoke to Anne, not her real name, all right? And she was dropping some office dirt on us. And really, the group therapy was, hey, how do I get the message across to stop disrupting work with you, all of your personal drama? Do you, Kelly, will you kind of fill us in on like what it all was about?
Well, yeah. So she, Anne, was upset because her husband is kind of getting caught in the middle a lot of this office drama. So she, her husband works with the husband, and mm-hmm. the wife is constantly calling the office and asking to talk to Anne's husband just to prove that her husband is actually where he says he is, because he's cheated so many times and she's caught him so many times, and it's just this vicious cycle. And now it's kind of spilling over into Anne's husband's productivity, and they're just kind of hoping to give the message like, hey, your drama is spilling over to the workplace and it needs to stop.
Yeah, and before the show was even done yesterday, apparently the message was received with a post on Facebook. Who's talking about me on the radio?
Yikes.
So we've got the complete update for you coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
And now the update from yesterday.
Buckle up, Buttercup. Update, Ben and Kelly. Okay, so in a nutshell, as quick as I can be about it, wife was listening at work with her coworkers.
Oh, that's awkward.
Crying laughing emoji and the monkey with the covering the eyes and the covering the mouth. All coworkers heard. Based on her reaction, figured out it was about her and her husband. Luckily, there's about six guys that all work together, so she hasn't figured out it was me yet.
Oh.
Fingers crossed.
Oh.
When she realized it was about her, she immediately called her husband, apparently crying because now so many people heard about the personal business.
Right.
He told her to calm down because she doesn't know it was for sure about her. This kind of stuff happens to everyone.
It does.
Is what he says. But the best part, she posted about it on Facebook. Who called in to the radio about her? She didn't know her personal life was that juicy. Crying laughing, that was my favorite. Whoever it is just jealous of their marriage and wants them to separate so she can have the husband.
Oh.
And people need to stay out of their lives because he's all hers and he's not going anywhere.
Okay.
These are all quotes.
Yeah.
There was over 200 comments before she deleted the post.
Oh.
One person said, girl, he ain't going nowhere because he's done been everywhere there is to go, including with your sister. That one almost made me pee.
Yeah, that was a detail that I forgot about.
Yeah, that among the many times that the wife caught this husband cheating, it was with
one was
her,
with
sister,
her sister
in their home.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anywho, basically, kind of all the same theme. You've put up with this for years. Kids are older, can't use them as an excuse anymore. This poo is getting old, time to move on, etc.
Mm-hmm.
One person said, if it's affecting someone else at work and they're tired of y'all's crap, leave that at home, quit involving everybody else.
Okay.
But just like I thought, in one ear, right out the other.
Oh.
So let her rot in her stupidity, I suppose. When he gets someone pregnant, I'll do another follow-up.
Oh, my gosh.
Crying laughing.
So did we do it all for naught then?
Did we
do it all just to stir up drama and then that was it?
Well, I have to hope. What I hope is coming out of this is that after she has some time to marinate in it, maybe mind through some of the comments before she deleted it and really internalizes it and really needs to look at it, you know, look at her marriage through a different lens.
Uh-huh.
And maybe decide. And hopefully, maybe he will too, and decide that his behavior is unacceptable. It's not fair to his wife to keep doing that. And then she needs to rebuild that trust. Maybe they can figure it out. But I think the biggest part is hopefully the involving Anne's husband part will stop. Because at the root of it, that's really what
it was,
she needed. It's like, stop pulling us into your stuff.
Right, right, exactly. It's the drama, the extracurricular drama that's surrounding the work environment that's distracting to everyone.
Right.
And that's the part that's got to stop. And when your personal life creeps into your work life, then that's when it becomes a work thing and not just a personal thing. Right?
Yes. And hopefully that part was internalized and will stop and get better. You know, regardless of what happens with their marriage.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So I hope some good comes out of this, that she doesn't just feel like she's put on blast just because someone's jealous.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, right. I get
like that's missing the mark if she feels like it's because someone's jealous. They're not jealous. They want the drama to stop.
They want the drama to stop, and hopefully you can work on your relationship and either work on it as a separated couple, you know, because sometimes that's what's best. Or
maybe this person thrives on drama. Yeah. Maybe that's kind of what makes them tick.
All right.
And that's what keeps it exciting for, I don't know. But either way, let's keep it out of the workplace. Hopefully that will happen.
All right. And thank you for the update on group therapy here on 99.7 DJX. It's just what we needed.
Absolutely. Especially with all the emojis. Very colorful.
Yeah, I loved it.